Earth and Sky.
The world's going to be burning fossil fuels for a long time to come, and carbon capture and storage, or CCS, is the best, in some ways the only, chance to decarbonize those fuels.
You're listening to John Barry of Shell. Dr. Barry, a physicist by training, leads their efforts to capture carbon dioxide, or CO2, emissions from burning fossil fuels like coal and petroleum. After capture, that carbon is stored thousands of meters underground. Carbon capture and storage, said Barry, could contribute in a big way to reducing CO2 emissions from burning fossil fuels.
It could be contributing, says the International Energy Agency, nearly 20% of the CO2 emissions reductions that we need by the middle of the century.
Carbon capture and storage technologies exist today, said Barry. That includes techniques for scrubbing CO2 from the exhaust gases of a coal-burning power station. But high costs have kept these methods from being more widely deployed.
We need to scale them up, we need to drive their costs down, and we need to bring the public along with us so that they're comfortable with the technology and the role it has to play. In this early, higher cost stage, it does need some support from government.
Dr. Barry spoke of the Quest project, supported in part by the Canadian government. When completed in 2015, Quest is expected to store close to 1 million tons of CO2 each year. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.